No, we revealed on Friday that a decision to close Stuart Memorial House in Bangor has been put on hold. It's run by Northern Ireland Institute for the Disabled. It provides specialised care to those with mental or physical disabilities. 2 weeks ago, families were told the house was closing and relatives moved to alternative accommodation in the new year. But in a dramatic U-turn, it was announced a full consultation would be carried out before any action would be taken on the home's future. Last night, relatives converged at Stuart Memorial for a meeting with the chief executive of the NIID, John McSkimmon. Our reporter, Nicola Wheeler, was there. She began by asking one of the residents, Patricia O'Reilly, who has lived there for 7 years after suffering two strokes.
I wouldn't like to see this place closing because it's so beneficial for so many people, including myself. You know, I couldn't cope outside. We're just like one big family. And that's all we are, including staff. They're brothers and sisters.
And with the future of the home in question, has it made you worry about the future?
Yes, very much. It makes me feel really gutted that people could do this. I have been down in the dumps, you know, worrying where I'm going to go.
Stephen Burns, you're one of the oldest residents here, aren't you?
Yes.
And you've been here for 24 years.
Yes.
What does the home mean to you?
It means everything to me. So it does.
And if somebody said you had to go, what would you do?
I wouldn't go. I would the money I've got left to stay here.
It's a very simple question. Did you ask for more money, yes or no?
Well, it no, wasn't a
no,
begging
no, be
letter.
Yes or no. It's not grey, John. Yeah. There's somewhere in the middle.
No, I
did
understand.
Did you or did you not? The trust said you didn't.
But it was answers the residents and their families wanted from the chief executive of the Northern Ireland Institute for the Disabled, John McSkimmon, and they weren't holding back.
I am not a bit amused at what you did. Not one bit amused. We all live here. We all enjoy this home. We all enjoy this home. We've just made ourselves at home here, and then you go and muck the whole thing up. No, it's not on.
My family's meeting with you. We asked you the question about finances because obviously you said the home was financially unviable. I don't like to use that word, financially unviable, when we're talking about people with the most profound needs, because these are not commodities that can be bought and sold. They're not stocks and shares like the 2.3 million you have in your accounts. These are real people who you have real needs, and all of their needs have been assessed by the professionals in the trust before they've been allocated to come to this home.
Why did you continue blocking new residents coming in? The old game is if you keep lowering the level of residents, it will become unviable. Why did you block it when you were getting enough references to fill the place?
We've been here for 7 years, right? And there's nowhere else for him to go. What happens then? Where are you going to put him? He's got nowhere to go, love. He's been here 7 years, right? He's no home out there. There's no place that's suitable for him. What happens then? Can you answer me that, please?
There is no police station, primary school, hospital in the country that pays its own way. So why should this facility pay its own way especially? It will never pay its own way. They say that a measure of a civilised society is the way that it looks after its most vulnerable people. Northern Ireland has got to find the money for this institution. It's not just another primary school or another hospital wing or something. It's a unique institution. And we won't close it. It's a care village.
John McSkimmon, you got a bit of a rough ride there tonight.
I did. Well, it was very understandable. It's a very difficult time, not only for our staff and for the trustees, but for the people who are the families of the people that we look after.
People did make the very valid point of how did it go from it's going to be closed to, oh, well, just hold on a minute, we'll do a consultation. Is it so that you can dot the I's and cross the T's when if it comes to legalities so that you can close the house in a legal manner?
No, that is not part of the logic at all. But because we have got more help through our MLAs to probably help the source funding for to keep the place open, it is appropriate to go down that route.
Lindsay Paul, you run this place and look after the residents. What kind of answers did you get tonight from the meeting?
Very wishy-washy answers. I still feel that there's not a lot of transparency, and NIID are still not answering fully what we've asked them to answer.
And what about the residents? What's the impact on them? You must see that every day.
They're watching everything. They're watching every slight facial change. You know, if you're not looking as happy as normal, they want to know, is something the matter? It definitely is taking its toll on the residents, who are already very disabled and in a lot of need. So,
is there anything you would like to say to John Muskimmon, who was here? He tried to answer some of the questions. Anything you'd like to tell him?
I'm disappointed as an employee of NIID on how we've been treated in Stuart Memorial. I really am.
Well, we have been trying to get Mr. Muskimmon, the chief executive of the NIID, on this morning. No response so far. I did speak to Nicola within that package, though. The DUP MLA, Jimmy Spratt, listening to this. Morning to you, Jimmy.
Good morning, Stephen.
It just strikes me how vulnerable these people are, and they need somebody to fight for them.
Stephen, yes, the folks are very vulnerable. They're very profoundly disabled. I've known this establishment for the last 22 years. In fact, just in July past, we buried a dear loved one who sadly passed on and had lived there after living in our home for about 6.5 years.
So what can be done?
Well, I think there's many things that can be done. The first thing is that the chief executive and indeed the trustees or directors need to establish a plan. They need to reoccupy the 13 or 14 beds that have been left vacant for the last 18 months, 2 years. It's quite obvious that they were trying to weather the whole thing at the Vine. Whenever I and other political colleagues met with John Skimmon just last week, they told us that they wanted to stop nursing care within Stuart Memorial House. Now, you never will be able to stop nursing care with the people who are in Stuart Memorial. They are the most vulnerable in society. And what we pledged to do as political representatives was to do everything we could to establish the issues around funding, because the issues are not all clear, Stephen, in terms of what has been happening here over 10 years. This has only come out into the open in the past few months. They tell us there has been a deficit of some £40,000 for the last about 10 years. They put a figure of about 1.9 million on it, but there's no clarity, there's no transparency, and there's certainly no transparency of any plan or what was discussed whenever they initially dropped the bombshell on the residents and told them this, that Stuart Memorial was closing, and they told the staff that they were starting a redundancy process.
Yeah, I heard one of the residents there within Nicola's package saying that, you know, they still feel like it's all up in the air. And when I'm listening and looking at the detail of this, I'm not too sure what's happening to the residents. So are they going to be forced out or not?
Well, I don't think they should be forced out. I mean, certainly our advice and the advice that I would give to the residents is to stick in there, to stay there. I think there are legal avenues, and those legal avenues are already being explored. And certainly some of those issues will come to the fore in coming days.
But Jimmy, the plans to close the home haven't been scrapped. They're just suspended.
Well,
and there are lots of ramifications here. For example, if that home is closed and there are young people in this home, where are they going to be found a place?
I don't know, quite
frankly.
Are they
going to end up in old people's homes and all things like that? You know, 20 and 30 year olds in old people's homes?
Stephen, most of those folk wouldn't be capable of being in old people's homes. That would be the last place in the world. And in fact, one of the younger residents had been in that type of home and was brought to Stuart Memorial and loves the place. This place, having known it for 22 years, the staff, it is a family. You heard some of the residents in Nicola Weir's package saying that it was a family atmosphere. The staff are part of the family. The staff view the residents, view the patients within the home as part of their family.
Right, so can Stormont do something about this then? Can you all collectively do this?
We are going to do everything within our power. We have meetings with the trusts, both the South Eastern and Belfast Trust, next week. And we will do everything within our power, Stephen, to assist. But assistance also needs to start with the trustees, directors, call them what you will, and the chief executive of this home. to try and make progress. And he has committed this morning to contact the trusts and see about getting those 13 or 14 vacant beds filled. My understanding is, and others' understanding is, and staff, senior staff understanding is, that those beds could be filled at the drop of a hat, and care managers have actually told families that that is the case.
Okay. Well, listen, obviously we'll stay across this, Jimmy, and thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you for your support in this, Stephen. It's much appreciated.
All the best. Bye-bye.